Hey there, welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Tiffany.
And today, Tiffany, we are terrible.
Aww.
Yeah, no, well, we're not terrible. The movies we're talking about are terrible, and that's why they're winning Razzie Awards. As you'll remember from the other day, a Raspberry Award is a short name for the Golden Raspberry Awards. Why are they called Razzies?
Is a raspberry the sound you make with your... Yeah.
That's a raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I make that sound, that's a raspberry. We can also say you're razzing someone if you're teasing them, right? If you're kind of like laughing at your friend because he did something stupid, you're razzing that person. So that could be also a reason why. But basically, the Razzie Awards are the anti-Oscar Awards. Oscars are given to the best movies of the year. Razzies are given to the worst movies and the worst actors of the year. So we've been learning a little bit about how the Razzie Awards started off in someone's living room, and now they're a big event that it's covered by newspapers and television stations all around the world. So today, we'll be learning about some of the famous people who've won awards for being terrible actors and actresses. That's right. So let's check out our article. It should be fun.
Reading. The Movie Award You Don't Want to Win. Some of Hollywood's biggest names have been given a Razzie, including Sylvester Stallone. Sly was nominated for Worst Actor every year from 1985 to 1993, winning the title four times. He was also named Worst Actor of both the 1980s and the whole 20th century. Occasionally, stars show up in person to collect their Razzies. Halle Berry did so in 2004, after winning for Catwoman. Berry had a sense of humor regarding her performance. She even grasped the Oscar she had received in 2002 during her Razzie acceptance speech. A special award given at the Razzies is the Razzie Redeemer Award. This recognizes stars who put their previous failures behind them and went on to make brilliant movies. One of these was Ben Affleck, a Razzie winner for Geely, but who found success with Argo and Gone Girl. Sylvester Stallone also made the Razzie organizers eat humble pie when he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor at the Oscars for Creed. The Razzies are good, clean fun, so don't miss the 2017 awards show on February 25th, live on YouTube.
Okay, so as we mentioned in the introduction, the article tells us right from the start, some of Hollywood's biggest names have been given a Razzie, including Sylvester Stallone.
That's right, Sylvester Stallone.
Rocky. He won, yeah, Rocky, Rambo, many, many famous movies. He's won a Razzie Award, it's true. So he's actually won an Oscar Award, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he won a few when he was younger, at least. But, so it shows you can be great some years and you can be terrible some years, too. Just like Sylvester Stallone, or what's his nickname?
What's his nickname? I don't know.
Sly.
I just know him as Rocky.
Sly Stallone. There you go. It's in their next sentence.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, so his nickname is Sly, and Sly was nominated for Worst Actor every year from...
Really?
And it says here, he was the worst actor every year from 1985 to 1993.
I'm trying to think of some of the movies he did in that period. I saw a movie that he did, a comedy movie called Oscar. That must have been like 89 or 90.
I know. I think I read about his biography before.
Yeah.
I remember he started off, like, he was homeless or something.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
he wrote like a story.
He had a very interesting
life. I think
life.
Oscar was actually the story he wrote, and it didn't really pick up well. And then someone pushed him to do Rocky, and that's how he achieved his fame.
He wrote Rocky as well. He wrote that for himself, too.
I think I read somewhere that he started off with that. But
interesting.
So he winning the title four times. So he was such a bad actor that he won it every single year, and he won this title four times.
Mm-hmm.
When you're nominated for something, we mentioned before that it just means that you're chosen to do something, maybe like for a job or position, or in this case, for awards. But you can also win different titles. A title is our vocabulary. Vocabulary word, and it means the position or name given when you win something. Okay, for example, we can say Spotlight won the title for Best Motion Picture at the 2016 Oscars.
Very interesting. So he won the big award, he won the title four times, and then he was nominated, or he was up for the award. He could have won the award nine times in all of those years, but he only won it four times. Come on, Sly, you gotta make more terrible movies. It says he was also named Worst Actor of both the 1980s and the whole 20th century.
Wow.
That's almost getting a little mean. So he was the worst actor for 10 years from 1980 to 1990 or so. And the whole 20th century, the whole the 1900s. That's basically as long as movies have been made.
Mm.
They weren't making movies much before that. Anyway, so he's a pretty terrible actor, but I would say some of his movies are still worth watching.
All right, so next the article says, occasionally, stars show up in person to collect their Razzies.
Wow.
Like Halle Berry did so in 2004 after winning for Catwoman.
Ooh, Catwoman
was really bad.
Yeah.
I remember this, though. I remember she won a Razzie, and I saw pictures that she even went to the award show to collect it.
Because, of course, most of them don't. For someone like Sylvester Stallone, it's kind of an insult to get an award like this. You know, they know it's for fun, but no one likes to be laughed at. So most of them, of course, don't go to the award. They don't pick it up. They really don't want to have anything to do with it. But Halle Berry showed that she has a great sense of humor, and she sort of said, all right, okay, the movie wasn't that good. I'm sorry. I'll take the jokes.
Fine, I'll take the blame.
That's right. Good for her.
Yeah, I like her. Okay, we also see here another vocabulary word. We saw occasionally. Occasionally here is spelled O-C-C-A-S-I-O-N-A-L-L-Y. It's an adverb, and it means every now and then, means sometimes or from time to time. For example, we can say, Mom cooks dinner every night, so we occasionally eat at restaurants.
All right. It says Berry had a sense of humor regarding her performance. Yeah, if you have a sense of humor, that means you like to laugh. Maybe even laugh at yourself a little bit. You're not a very serious person. You won't get your feelings hurt too easily if people laugh at you. And we often have a sense of humor about or regarding some special topic, right? So your large friend might have a sense of humor about his weight or his size. You know, if you laugh at him a little bit for being big, he'll laugh along with it. It's okay as long as you're not mean about it. It's just for fun. So regarding, is like about. You can talk about things, or you can have a talk regarding a certain subject. So it's very similar to about. So good for her.
Next, the article says she even grasped the Oscar she had received in 2002 during her Razzie acceptance speech. So that's actually pretty funny
of
her.
Cool.
Makes her even cooler, I think.
Yeah.
So she took the Oscar she got, and she also made, she said something during her acceptance speech. But let's first learn about what grasp means.
Right. To grasp something is to take hold of it using your hands. Often when you're holding it very tightly, or when you reach out very quickly to grab something, we also might say grasp, like the man grasped the edge of the window before he fell, or something like that. So if you're grasping grasping something, basically your hand is closed around it. You're holding it tightly in your hand. For example, we could say that the mother told her daughter to grasp her hand while they crossed the street just to be safe. So that's cool. Halle Berry, she won the real Oscar for being a great actress in 2002, I think for Monsters Ball.
Yes.
I think that was the movie, right? And then a couple of years later, she wins the Terrible Award. But just to sort of show the Razzie people that, hey, I'm a pretty awesome actress, she went to her to get her bad award holding her real Oscar. So, yeah, you might be laughing at me this year, but let's just remember that 2 years ago I was kind of the best actress in the world. So
don't forget.
Yeah, a little bit of attitude. I like that. That's cool.
Let's first take a look real quickly at acceptance speech. An acceptance speech is...
I'd like to thank my mother, my father, the director, God, and all my fans.
That is an acceptance speech.
Thank you very much. It means so much to me. Thank you.
Okay, here's a tissue. It means just to, something you say when you accept an award and to be thankful of all the things that's happened.
Yeah, when you accept something, you take it. Someone gives it to you, you take it. And this is your little speech. Now, you don't give an acceptance speech when, you know, the guy at 7-Eleven gives you your coffee. Thank you very much for this cup of coffee. I'd like to thank the people who picked the coffee and the man who made the hot water. No, but it's for an award, some kind of special prize or trophy like that. But remember, keep it short, right? If you go on too long, they start playing that music, and then they need you to leave the stage. Anyways, a special award. This is interesting. I didn't know about this one. It says a special award given at the Razzies is the Razzie Redeemer Award. That's a special one, and it recognizes stars who put their previous failures behind them and went on to make brilliant movies. Very interesting. If you redeem yourself, you do something good after doing something bad. It's sort of like washing away all the bad things that you've done. So you might have been a person who used to steal things from stores, but run into a house and save a family from a big fire, that might redeem you in some kind of way. That might say, yeah, I did some bad things when I was younger, but now I'm a good person. I've learned the mistakes that I made, and I'm going to live my life in a better way. So basically, if you made terrible movies before, but now you made a good movie, they might give you this award to say, hey, you used to be terrible, but now you're okay. They want to recognize you. To recognize is basically to show appreciation for something in a public kind of way. If you get a prize, if you get an award, a trophy, anything like that, people are recognizing you. They're saying, hey, you did something good. Come on, everyone. Didn't he do something good? Isn't she great? And they clap for you and that kind of thing. For example, the police recognize the bravery of the boys who saved the old lady from the robber.
Oh, that's right. So we also see here that we talked about how this award recognizes people who had previous failures or like
previous bad actors.
Films. Yep. So previous here is also our vocabulary word, and it means something that happened before or something that happened earlier in time. So for example, we can say, my previous job didn't pay well, so I left to find a better offer. So my old job, the job I had before, wasn't very good.
And something that is brilliant is great. It's awesome. It's fantastic. It's superb. It's really, really good. For example, we just saw a brilliant concert, and now we feel so much energy. Yes, you do. You do feel a lot of energy after seeing a brilliant show or even
Definitely.
A brilliant movie.
I agree.
So who's won one of these Razzie Redeemer Awards? Who's gone from being awful to being good?
It's our guy Ben Affleck. So one of
Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Well, he made some good movies as a kid, but, I guess in the middle he did make that Geely movie, however you pronounce it. That was a terrible, terrible movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, with
Even though Jennifer Lopez was in it.
Yeah, his girlfriend at the
and
time.
And that's right, they were in love at the time, but they still made a bad movie.
Ooh, maybe romance in work does not really work.
That's possible.
All right, so the article says, one of these was Ben Affleck, a Razzie winner for Geely, but who found success with Argo and Gone Girl. Okay, so that's true. He made one horrible movie, but afterwards, I think he had a lot of great movies. Like, I thought Gone Girl was pretty good. Argo a lot of people said was quite good as well, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Argo was good. I liked Argo a lot. And it was a very interesting movie, also based on a true story. So I can see how he could be redeemed. He could take the good performance of Argo. I never saw Gone Girl, but lots of my friends loved it. And that definitely makes up for making that terrible movie he made earlier. Now, Sylvester Stallone, remember the guy who won all those times from the 80s to the 90s? In the next sentence, which reads, Sylvester Stallone also made the Razzie organizers eat humble pie when he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor at the Oscars for Creed. That's right. That was just, was that last year or two years ago, very recently? He actually came back and he made a great movie called Creed. He got nominated for an Oscar. That's the real Academy Awards, the real movie awards for Best Supporting Actor. So he made the Razzie organizers eat humble pie. When you organize something, basically it means you put it together. You plan it. You get all the details. You do all of the preparation and things like that. Eating humble pie. Well, it's kind of like making people admit when you've redeemed yourself. It's our shortcut for you. So let's find out more.
Shortcut for you.
I bet I can beat you in a running race.
Are you sure? You only have little legs.
Yeah, I'll beat you easily. First to that tree wins.
Get ready to eat humble pie.
What? You will bake me a pie if I win?
You'll get humble pie when you lose. We say a person is eating humble pie when they have to admit they were wrong about something.
I get it. Eat humble pie means 认错赔礼道歉.
Ready to go?
Yeah, I don't think I'll be eating humble pie.
Why not?
Because you look like you've already eaten too many pies. Ready, set, go!
And a supporting actor. Well, in the Oscar Awards, there's two different prizes for actors. Best actor, that's for the star, and the supporting actor is for sort of the second or third most important character in the movie. So they're in the movie, but they're maybe not the star. They might be the star's best friend, or maybe the bad guy, or something like that in the movie. But still, either of those awards is pretty good for an actor. Even Sylvester Stallone.
Mm-hmm. Now, lastly, the article says, the Razzies are good, clean fun, so don't miss the 2017 awards show on February 25th, live on YouTube.
Wow,
so we can live stream it.
That's cool, so you can laugh along at the terrible awards, and I think it's right before the Oscars. They usually do it like a day,
before, right?
The day before, the night before. There you go, so you can get into the whole movie awards business. And find out, who knows, maybe a Razzie will win an award and the same movie will win an Oscar. I don't
know if that's
ever happened. We know things are terrible when that happens. So hopefully you'll get all the movies, the bad movies out of the way first before the Oscar tells you about the good movies. But anyways, it's all in good fun. If you do watch it, enjoy it. And come back and join us for our chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, so we're talking about awards that we give to people, and yes, usually we give awards when people do good things, right? When they're great, when they're fantastic, when they do something amazing. But the Razzie Awards and some others are given out to people who are terrible, who do a terrible job, who are very bad at something. So that's what we're going to be talking about. What are some funny worst awards you would give to your friends or family members?
I think we can do something fun, like the person who is always late, or the person who burps a lot or farts a lot.
Ooh.
I think that'd be kind of
disgusting.
Worst
smelling
but...
friend.
Ooh.
The friend with the worst sense of time, who's always late. Maybe you could give one out to your friend who's the worst driver.
Mm-hmm.
The one you never want to go somewhere with because it's dangerous or something like that. Let's see, what else could you do? I guess one that you could give out to your mom, but might get you in big trouble, the worst meal that she made all year. Remember that time, Mom, you tried to make, you know, Italian food, and it was just terrible.
Horrible.
But then she might never make you food ever again.
I hope our moms have a good sense of humor.
Yeah. Brothers and sisters, the worst bedroom, right? The messiest bedroom or something like that. I don't know about the worst movie, because I don't see all the movies that come out, but you could certainly give one to your friends who recommend something that's terrible.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like your friend tells everyone, oh, go to this restaurant, and you go there and everyone gets sick.
Mm-hmm.
So the worst recommendation or the worst suggestion of the, you told
don't
us to see this movie and it was terrible. The person with the worst taste in your life. So there you go. You have all sorts of different options to think of. Give out some worst awards and hopefully no one will be too angry by getting this prize. We'll see you back here very, very soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The movie award you don't want to win. Some of Hollywood's biggest names have been given a Razzie, including Sylvester Stallone. Sly was nominated for Worst Actor every year from 1985 to 1993, winning the title four times. He was also named Worst Actor of both the 1980s and the whole 20th century. Occasionally, stars show up in person to collect their Razzies. Halle Berry did so in 2004, after winning for Catwoman. Berry had a sense of humor regarding her performance. She even grasped the Oscar she had received in 2002, during her Razzie acceptance speech. A special award given at the Razzies is the Razzie Redeemer Award. This recognizes stars who put their previous failures behind them and went on to make brilliant movies. One of these was Ben Affleck, a Razzie winner for Geely, but who found success with Argo and Gone Girl. Sylvester Stallone also made the Razzie organizers eat humble pie when he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor at the Oscars for Creed. The Razzies are good, clean fun, so don't miss the 2017 awards show on February 25th, live on YouTube.
Vocabulary Review.
Title. The two tennis stars will compete for the title in Australia this month. Occasionally. Olivia occasionally eats at restaurants, but she prefers to cook her own food at home. Grasp. The mother grasped her young son's hand to stop him from running around in the store. Recognize. The company recognizes its workers' achievements with its Employee of the Month award. Previous. The singer's previous album was really good, but her new one is average at best. Brilliant. The soccer player scored a brilliant goal, beating three players and shooting the ball past the goalkeeper.